On today's America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone and friends, our culture expert, Al Katabiani, founder of Culture Sonar, this really great website, because they've got cool stuff to see, hear, read, and do, has a report on some movie bios on musicians and the ones that are pretty good to check out. Al?
Musicians can be colorful folk, but the biopics that celebrate them can be pretty hit or miss. For every Straight Outta Compton, there's a Beyond the Sea. In the strange way that Hollywood sometimes releases several films at a time on similar subjects, two cool biographies on great jazz trumpeters have recently hit the home market. The great horn player Chet Baker has been called the James Dean of jazz, presumably because of his good looks and that bad boy image. But perhaps the junkie of jazz would be more like it, since he spent more years of his life high on heroin than not. This dark insight is among many in Born to be Blue by Canadian director Robert Boudreau. This highly fictionalized narrative takes enormous liberties with fact, as Culture Sonar's Kate Hardy points out in her review, but it's nonetheless anchored in real events. Instead of chronicling Baker's rise from Oklahoma farm boy to L.A. jazz king, the film focuses on Baker's struggle with heroin addiction and his subsequent musical comeback after a brutal 1968 beating that left him with a broken jaw, missing teeth, and ruined technique. Ethan Hawke stars in the title role and brings real tenderness to this damaged character, in perhaps the best performance of his career. The underlying current of the film is the friction between East Coast jazz, epitomized by Miles Davis's evermore out there innovation, and Baker's more romantic and melancholy cool jazz style. A singer of torch songs and an icon of West Coast swing, Baker was viewed as a lightweight by the gods of Birdland and spent much of his life trying to earn respect on the East Coast jazz scene. Born to be Blue is an intimate and personal story wrapped in a beautiful visual package. The film captures the cool 50s vibe perfectly, and the music is just right. After you see it, you want to immediately put on a Chet Baker record. How much more of a recommendation could you want?
To celebrate this night, we found each other. Let's get lost.
And then there's Miles himself. How do you possibly capture the depth, breadth, and downright strangeness of his massive career? One really smart solution is not to try at all. Let us confess here that Don Cheadle is one of our absolute favorite actors, and he moves even higher on the list after having starred in, co-written, and directed Miles Ahead, an unconventional but totally engrossing look into the essence of genius. Set in 1979, Miles Ahead observes a short, particularly miserable period in the life of the jazz legend after a 5-year creative dry spell. Broadly fact-based, with a healthy dose of creative storytelling, the film presents a broken Miles after decades of drug abuse and long after the love of his life, his wife Frances Taylor, fled their marriage. Limping and mumbling to himself, he is portrayed as a cocaine-addled, paranoid recluse, wallowing in lost love and resentful toward the world, especially those who would profit from his talent. The film's 2-day timeline is framed around the theft of a demo tape of Davis's recent music, the recovery of which sparks his renaissance in the music scene. Ewan McGregor is terrifically cast as a hounding Rolling Stone reporter, eager for a comeback story about the Howard Hughes of jazz, who weasels his way into Davis's good graces. His dual role of a conniving nemesis and suck-up sidekick is a metaphor for all the takers and users who caused Davis to shut himself away in the first place. Like Davis himself at the time, the film is tense, out of control, and true in the deepest sense. Whatever liberty the film takes with literal facts, it's remarkably successful capturing something deeper. the crazy amusement park ride through the mind of one of our greatest musical geniuses. You can dig deeper and find more cool stuff to see, hear, read, and do by visiting culturesonar.com or our Facebook page, hiply called Culture Sonar.
Al Katabiani, founder and editor of Culture Sonar. Always great reports about music, entertainment, film, and much more. Thank you for joining us on America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone and friends. I'm Valerie Smaldone.
America Weekend. Think green. Harrison with you. If you're a parent, this may interest you. According to the Department of Health and Human Services, pesticides are now found in the blood of 95% of Americans tested, and the levels are twice as high in blood samples taken from children. The average child gets 5+ servings of pesticides in their food and water each day. Currently, over 400 pesticides can be legally used here. For example, apples can be sprayed up to 16 times with 36 different pesticides. None of these chemicals are present in organic foods, by the way. Pesticides are up to 10 times more toxic to children than to adults, because children take in more toxic chemicals relative to body weight than adults, and have developing organ systems that are less able to detoxify toxic chemicals. You can learn more at whatsonmyfood.org. From the Greeniverse.
Think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Famer was one of the most punishing runners in NFL history. He led the Miami Dolphins to back-to-back victories in Super Bowl VII and VIII.
You know, you just have 265 pounds of pure, unadulterated dynamite.
Touchdown, Larry Zonka!
So where is Larry Zonka now? Larry hosts Napa's North to Alaska on the NBC Sports Network, featuring his enthusiasm for outdoor sports. He helps raise money for the Outdoor Dream Foundation, sending children with life-threatening illnesses on the hunting and fishing adventures of their dreams. Larry also continues to work closely with the Wounded Warrior Project.
I had an opportunity to go out with some of the Wounded Warriors over the years. That's been a real mind-expanding experience.
Larry Zonka, a real keeper. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.